Okay, what you're experiencing currently in Ghana's election is the NPP, National Progressive Party, and then the NDC, National Democratic Congress. These two parties, anyone who win the election appoint the EC boss. The former president, John Dramani Mahama, appoint the EC boss, which is Charlotte Osai. The current EC boss is Jim Mensah, appointed by John Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo, and the EC boss is to declare the next winner of the election. Now, it has never happened before that a party will have majority seat in the parliament and that president will not win the election. Now what is happening is that the NDC is having the major seats in the parliament. And the NDC is having major seats in the parliament, and the MPP is now winning the presidential election, according to what is happening. Yesterday, the Jim Mensah, which is the EC boss, has declared Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo as the winner. But the whole country is confused. How come the NDC is having major seats in the parliament? That means a lot of constituency vote for NDC as their MP. You understand? Now, as they vote for their MP, they will definitely vote for the president. Okay. From the result that is coming out, the NDC, which is John Dramani Mahama, was in lead. All of a sudden, the thing turns upside down and Akufo-Addo became the winner. Okay, what the rumor that are passing is that the constitution says that they must not count a ballot paper more than four times. But there is some constituencies that they say the armed forces were pointing guns on the electoral commissions there to count the paper. They count it, the NDC will win. They count it four times, NDC win. On the fifth counting, MPP eventually win and they give it to them. And there is a lot of videos out how they smuggle some ballot box away from the electoral area, how some ballot box got fired, how some people bring some number or quantity of ballot papers and add to the MPP's ballot papers, and a lot of things. So we don't really know what is happening, but we believe the case will go to court and we will see where it will end or how the court will justify the case. But even if finally it happens that the MPP, which is Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo, has won the election, the country will be very uncomfortable for us, and there will be no development to go on this time around. Why? Because anything that the president wants to do must be approved by the parliamentarians, especially the majority. The party that is having the major seat in the parliament must approve it before it will be done. Now, NDC is having the major seat in the parliament, so they will have the majority leader. They will have the speaker of the parliament. You understand? So if it happens this way, when the MPP president, which is Nanado Danko Akufo-Addo, will suggest or will pass something to the parliament that let's do this, let's contract this rule, let's build a market, let's do any developmental project, the NDC MPs, which is the majority and their leader, will say no. When they say no, nothing can be done about it again. That means the country will keep stable. Like, it will keep in the former states, there will be no development, nothing will go on. So we don't know how it's going to look like, but we are all hoping that the case will go to court and we see how far it goes.